lbc.co.uk. Now to the wonders of the Orient. Oh, the sort of arts, skills and, dare I even say, tricks and methods we might be able to import from China. Prince Charles was visiting the Warrior Programme in Fulham in London yesterday, a therapeutic course which helps soldiers recover from the psychological scars of war. Thousands have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which can cause mental breakdown and an inability to cope with civilian life. Now, the people working at this programme, and God bless each and every one of them, employ all sorts of different ideas to try and help soldiers and others come to terms with their issues. One of them is Qi Kung, in which, if I've got this right, you try and juggle imaginary balls around your body. Charles, credit to him, gave it a go. And how could he benefit? And indeed, do any of you get involved in Qi Kung, if I'm saying that right, or Tai Chi? We're here to discuss and give us some pointers. Paul Brecher is founder and chief instructor of the College of Chinese Martial Arts up in North London. He joins me now. What is Prince Charles doing trying to juggle imaginary balls over his head?
Well, Qigong, there's 1,000 different types of Qigong. I haven't actually heard of imaginary juggling Qigong myself before. But Qigong's a type of slow motion movement and breathing exercise that heals the body and calms the mind. So it would be appropriate for the people who are suffering from PTSD.
How long is a session? How long can you do it for? And what are you physically doing?
Well, in mainland China, people gather in the parks early in the morning before they go to work, and they practice these circular, slow-motion, flowing movements combined with their breathing. It heals the body, invigorates the circulation, and through careful regulation of the breathing, it regulates the blood flow to the brain and so calms the mind. So it's a great way to begin the day and improve the general health.
And what is it they're moving? Are they physically marching or dancing, or, you know, what bits of their body are they moving?
You must have seen on TV large groups of people in the parks in China and the Orient in the mornings doing those slow-motion martial arts-type movements.
Right, okay.
That's Tai Chi, and that's a type of Qigong.
Oh, so Tai Chi is a Qigong.
Tai Chi is a type of Qigong practiced by martial artists. So it has all the health benefits of Qigong, but it also has martial arts applications.
How easy is it for starters, for a beginner, to get into this sort of thing?
It's very, very easy. None of the movements are too demanding. It's very good for old people. It improves arthritis and circulation and balance. So it's easy for young and old, but most beneficial for old people who can't take part in high-impact sports anymore because of their age.
How rigorous is the discipline? Is it something you must do every day, or how does it work?
Well, with any form of exercise, it's the same. Regular training is what brings benefits. So it's the same with Qigong and Tai Chi.
How do you personally think you've benefited or still benefit from it?
Slightly improved general health, better balance, better coordination, and a slightly calmer mind.
Lastly, is it growing in Britain? Are more and more people doing it?
Oh, definitely. Tai Chi and Qigong, like many other alternative or complementary health practices, are growing incredibly fast in the UK because people are looking for something more than what Western medicine has to offer. They're looking for not just treating disease, but a sense of wellness and keeping the body healthy in a preventative way so that the disease doesn't set in.
How do you know you get a good practitioner, guide? What do you call it? Mentor? What do you call yourself?
Teacher?
Just a teacher, I see. How can you make sure you get a good teacher?
Well, of course, the best thing to do is to go and attend a few classes and speak to the students and find out what benefits they've got, and then you know if you're going to be training with a good teacher or not.
And how much is it going to cost, broadly, a session?
I'm sure it varies across the capital and across
roughly.
The country.
I mean, is it £10 for half an hour or whatever?
Five to £10 for a one-hour class, I assume, would be average.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck with what you're doing. That's Paul Brecher, founder and chief instructor at the College of Chinese Martial Arts in North London. So
log on to lbc.co.uk.